Angry campaigners protest against closure of R&D Mike Forster, Huddersfield Socialist Party. Anger is palpable, wherever you go in Huddersfield. Ordinary people are organizing events everywhere against the closure of the town's R&D. An online petition has already topped 100,000. On the 20th of January, the Calderdale/Huddersfield Clinical Commissioning Group CCG met to reach its final decision on a very secret consultation about the future of accident and emergency provision in the area. The decision was picked up by the media and a huge groundswell of opposition sprung up all over the town. A Facebook group has already attracted over 40,000 members. A protest of around 2,000 on the 23rd of January in the town square heard speaker after speaker condemn the move. Huddersfield has never seen anything like it. The CCG will live to rue the day they took us all on. There's no doubt that, if this proposal goes ahead, people will die. The nearest R&D is at least 30 minutes away, but much longer in rush hour, or if you live in far-flung communities. And this is in Halifax, a PFI hospital which is being drained of money, to pay off a colossal debt. The strength of the campaign is, that it's led from below. Although local MPs formed a united front to fight the closure, people completely new to the struggle have been thrown into the leadership which has invigorated the campaign. The Socialist Party have collected nearly 15,000 signatures on this issue in the last year, and our campaign stalls have now been transformed as we engage in the campaign, mobilizing young people in particular. On the first public rally we raised almost £250 in paper sales, badges and fighting fund. There will be no going back from this. The campaign can be found on Facebook, Twitter and online by searching for #HANDSOFFHRI.